Welcome to the Daily Success Show. I'm your host, Jamila Payne, and I'm on a mission to help millions of women take control of their work life. So if you want to be more productive, increase your earnings, and have time for self-care, then you're in the right place.
Daily success, daily success, and the week ahead. Be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours, you better go get yours.
Today, we have another special episode for you, continuing the Planner Palooza series that we have been doing on the show. And this is going to be the final episode in this particular Planner Palooza series. And we're talking about how to build a team and stop doing everything yourself. So in today's episode, I'm going to cover what are some of the stories that you might be telling yourself that have prevented you from bringing on maybe even your first team member or additional team members that you need in your business. I'm also going to cover exactly where you can find some of these people and some creative ways to think about how to add people to your team so that you can start delegating and get some things off your plate. Now, remember, this special Planner Palooza series is an excerpt from a full 1.5 or 1 hour workshop. If you like to catch the full workshop, then you definitely want to go to my YouTube page, which is Jamila Payne, and we'll leave a link to that in the show notes so you can find that there. All right, without further ado, let's jump in to today's episode, all about building a team so that you can stop doing everything yourself.
There's three things that I find in all of the clients and entrepreneurs and business leaders that I've worked with over the years. There's three things that typically keep you in overwhelm, or if you're not in overwhelm, you're like constantly putting out fires, or you're in work more mode. So like you can't put it down. You work all day, you come home, you eat dinner, you work some more, like you just kind of can't turn it off a little bit. So there's three things that I've found that happens consistently with a lot of entrepreneurs. And we're going to dive into these because these are mostly like mindset challenges. It's your approach to things that are keeping you stuck in this area of your business. The first is lack of time. This thing you keep telling yourself like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have enough time. And you keep feeling like time is your issue. But we all have the same 24 hours, right? So why is it that some people are killing it with their 24 hours and you're not? The thing I want you to know, especially when it comes to building a team, is that having other people support you pays dividends like 10 times over. It allows you to be able to get your life back, to be able to have more time for the work that you're great at and not buried in the tasks that you don't like to do. And ultimately, that gives you the space to be able to multiply your results. And that will be a real game changer in your business. Okay, Claudia Bell says, meeting with clients, answering the phone, cleaning up, and set up the venue. Okay, that's awesome. That is super clear and super concise. And I can totally understand why that is an overload. And so when we talk about the cycle of service in just a second, you're going to see how you can be able to make a shift there. There's like a motorcycle thing happening outside my window all of a sudden. I don't know if you can all hear it. All right. So the second thing is the idea that I'm best at it. Like no one can do it better than you. And because you feel like no one can do it better than you, you have not taken the time to set up systems in your business. And here's what I want to say about that. If you feel like no one can do it better than you, if you really think that you have something magical, some kind of secret sauce to getting your work done, then I want you to document those steps. And guess what? You can teach somebody else to do it the exact way that you want it done. The mistake is giving yourself this false perception of productivity, which says that I'm the best at it and no one can do it better than me. And it's going to hold you up and slow you down from being able to move your business forward. And then the third, and oh my goodness, this is a big one, the thought that I can't afford it. I call it a lack mentality. When you're just thinking about what you can't afford, instead of shifting your mindset to think about how can I afford it? Like, that's a game changer. Like, think about this. Our brain is set up to help us win. And that's only if you give it the right information. If you say to your brain, I can't afford it, or I can't do this, or I'm too old to do this, I'm too young to do this, like, what kind of information is it going to give you back? Like, nothing, right? There's nothing to give back. You've already made the decision. But if you say to your brain, how can I afford it? How can I do this even though I'm 60? Or how can I do this even though I'm 50 or 40 or 30 or 20 or like whatever the age is? Then your brain starts providing answers. So if you're worried about the how can I afford it when it comes to team, then I want to encourage you to be able to look into some alternative compensation methods, or maybe just bank 1 to 3 months of the person's salary, whether it's part-time or full-time, so that you know you have that in the bank and you're good to go for at least 3 months. So let's talk specifically about your business operations. Well, before I jump into business operations, let me just see. Welcome, Cindy. Nice to have you. Let me just see if there's any questions so far around those three mindset shifts. Feel free to type your questions into the chat. Or if you want to ask your question live, I would love that. Just give me a cue in the chat box and I will unmute you so that you can ask your questions live. So are there any questions so far? All right, I think everyone's good. I'll check back on the chat in just a second. So let's jump into your business operations. The big question that I want you to ask yourself, and I want you to share this in the chat, give me a yes or no. Would your business stop if you took a vacation? There's a little typo there. So if you took a vacation, would your business stop? Are you able to take a day off, take 2 days off, take a week off without sales stopping, without the process of getting customer work done? Like, would that happen in your business? Lisa, yes, you can take a vacation. Is that a yes, you can? Oh, Claudia Bell says she just had to cancel. That really sucks. Okay, so Lisa can take a vacation. So there's someone else, Lisa, who can do your work. Oh, Lisa, no, she can't take a vacation. What about you, Lavinia, Osa? What's your status? Are you able to take a vacation? Cassie, Cindy, can you take a vacation right now? And your sales will still come in. Your processes will still work. Customers' items will still get fulfilled, or their services will still get done. Right now, I'm seeing some no's. Lots of no's, actually. All right, so feel free to keep sharing in the chat. I'm going to come back in just a second. Oh, success was a vacation. Oh, goodness, then you're really in trouble. All right, so this is what we call at Daily Success Routine the cycle of service. Think of this as your customer delivery process. It essentially looks at the timeline from a moment a customer gives you an order, whether that order is a product or a service, to the point that you collect the cash. So I'm going to look at this in a retail example. Okay, so let's look at it in terms of a retail business. So let's say a retail business starts off with circulation to customers and prospects. Think of that as the marketing process, whatever marketing outreach that you're doing. Then from your marketing outreach, your customer places an order. Then there's some kind of acknowledgement of the order gets fulfilled, then they get a shipment notification, the shipment gets tracked, they receive the order, and in that package, they either get the option to return the order because it doesn't fit, it wasn't the right color, it wasn't what they expected, or they're going to not return the order, right? They're going to keep the order. So that's the cycle of service. So I want you to think of your business and figure out what would your business look like if you pulled yourself completely out of the cycle of service, completely completely out of the customer delivery process. Would you be able to, or how would you be able to, fulfill every step of the customer delivery? So let's just say if you are running an event business, right? I saw that in the chat, there was an event business. If you're in an event business, can you, do you have a way of doing the marketing, getting someone to say yes, that they're a client, you know, getting them to, getting the work started. So that's getting their event planned. Like, do you have someone that can do that or help you do that? And then help to do all of the organizing of the event, set up through completion, through breakdown, and then kind of wrapping up the customer engagement. If you don't have that right now, then your big opportunity is to explore the cycle of service and map out. And it might not be that you can have a person fulfill every area of this. This isn't about hiring a bunch of people. It's about leveraging a combination of human resources, meaning people, and technology to be able to get some of these parts done. So let's just say, for example, if you look at something like acknowledging the order, that can happen through an automatic email responder. Or let's say if you look at the shipment notification of the order, that can also happen through an automatic email responder. There's services that can track the shipment for your customers, right? FedEx, UPS, USPS. You can send them a link to those pages with their tracking number so that they can take initiative and track the order. So I want you to start thinking about, how can you set this up for yourself? How can you create a cycle of service in your business that removes you from as much of the process as possible? Like, that's where you want to be. That is absolutely the sweet spot. So let's talk about some of the next steps. Once you have figured out your cycle of service, your customer delivery process, the next thing that you want to do is start documenting your processes and look for team members that you can hire that are focused on income generating tasks in your business. This is what we specialize in at Daily Success Routine, really help you to get those income generating processes and tasks in place. So before you can know what those income generating things are, well, you have to look at your income sources and know where is your income coming from. So let's just take, for example, if you are hosting seminars in order to attract and engage your clients, and that's where you are making the offer for them to do business with you, then that would be an income source. Maybe a consultation call is your income source. That's how you're connecting with the customer and making the offer to work with you. Maybe through live events. Maybe part of your business is throwing huge conferences or small events where you engage with your clients and they make the decision to work with you. It could also be that you have a membership community, right? In that case, that would be kind of after the customer has already made the decision to do business with you. And then you might need to look at bringing someone in, like as a community manager, who could help with that income source. Or maybe you're a graphic designer or an attorney and you have ongoing client work. Well, it might be that you need a junior attorney or a junior graphic designer who can also deliver the work product. You're billing them out at a lower hourly rate, which gives you the flexibility to be able to have the business keep going, right? Your customer delivery process is still working, but you get to take a vacation, right? So we need some people to delegate some of these things to, and I'm gonna tell you exactly, number one, how to manage the team, and two, ways that you can find and hire them. So managing the team is really about establishing, like, what is your workflow going to be? And I really recommend that you, as you hire or find the right team members, you let them own projects. Like, don't be the person who, you know, is constantly like feeding people little things to do, like these little itty bitty things like, oh, get coffee or file my papers or, you know, like give people real tangible projects, they will really own the work. They'll get excited about the work. They'll understand their contribution in the company. And it puts them in a position where they can take a lot of stuff off of your plate, as opposed to just like little bitty stuff. Like we can all get our own coffee, right? But to have somebody do a project that will move the meter in your business is a much better way to go than looking at how can you have somebody to file papers and just get coffee. So here's an example of how we manage, or how I manage our team at Daily Success Routine. So we use project management tools, and for people that are our clients, we actually help them to set this up in their business. So for example, what you're seeing in the first column is like some of the bigger project goals, like our 90-day goals, big projects that the team is working on. Next, in the to-do today column, you'll see some of our team members like Jessa, Megan, Angel, and their weekly goals. So what they're working on, the specific projects that they're tackling for that week. Let's just say that, okay, this week we're looking at June 3rd to the 5th or June 3rd to the 7th, depending on whether or not you look at your work week from Monday to Sunday or Monday to Friday, then you will have your team members know exactly what projects they're going to complete because they have a weekly checklist of what to do. You don't have to be the crazy micromanager person because you can take a look at their checklist and know at any time what they've completed today, what they haven't completed today, what's still in process. And then at the end of the week, let's just say they've done everything except for one or two tasks on the checklist, then we move those things over to the waiting for column, and then we move it over to the done column when all of the tasks for that week are completed. So that's a way that we manage our team and teach our clients on how to manage their teams so that it's a really seamless process. You're not being this like crazy micromanager and don't know what your team members are working on or what's gotten done. And you're also able to clearly communicate expectations. Because you've been in that place, right, where you had a job and you had a manager who sucked. And part of the reason is that you had no idea of really what they wanted done. And they were constantly throwing things at you all the time. And so you just never felt like you could have your footing or knew what to really expect within the week because it was constantly changing. And so this is an amazing way to be able to do this process in your business of being able to manage the team. Okay, so let's talk about like, where do you find these people, all right? You want great team members that you can delegate tasks to. And so here's a list of kind of six things that I would recommend for finding great people. The first is co-ops. So very early in my business at Daily Success Routine, we hire co-ops from local universities. Now, there are several universities that offer co-op programs. Now, a co-op program is typically different than an internship. The main difference is in a co-op program, a person is usually, it's a part of their requirement for going to school that they have work experience. So they're really looking for high level experience. They're not looking for that filing, getting coffee type of work. Like they're looking for real work. Usually the school will provide credit for them. So they're getting a grade for the work that they're doing. So think of an intern in some cases may not be as motivated or incentivized to work in the business because if they're not getting paid, let's say, or if they're getting paid a really small fee, the co-op has this additional incentive of the grade. Now, there are some internships that do offer, that make it a school requirement and that students are graded for. So I would recommend those over ones that aren't. Okay, stipends. This is another thing that I did really early in my business. We would hire people on a stipend basis. So let's just say that if we were hiring a college student, I've even had this with regular working professionals where we would offer a stipend. And so that might be, we're going to give you, let's say in a case of a student, we're going to give you like a $500 stipend to work with us that they could use towards their books for the next semester, or we're going to give you a $1,000 stipend, or whatever it is that works for your budget. I've done that in my businesses where I've been able to get really great talent because they're getting a stipend that they can use towards their education. I've even done this with a full-time professional where I came up with this like creative payment plan, which was that she got a specific stipend. So this was a project. So I had a really big project that I was executing that, let us say, it was like a 3-month project, and I really needed like a close to full-time team member to help manage that project. So I don't remember the specific numbers now because this was many years ago, but I offered her a stipend, like a flat fee, for the work. Let's just say, I'm making up numbers now, let's say that that was like $1,000 for the month plus commission. So this project partly involves sales, and well, it fully involves sales. And so she got that flat fee stipend plus a percent commission. And that was a creative way to be able to get this really highly skilled person and be able to compensate her on a budget. So that's something that you can totally do. Like, this is the benefit of being in business. Like, you get to make it up, like just make it up and like test things and see what works. TaskRabbit is also another service that I've used and several of my clients have used. Like, I have some clients that are in the real estate industry as an example, and they will use TaskRabbit to go and place lockboxes. They'll hire somebody from TaskRabbit, and it's usually like a fee, let's say $20 an hour or $30 an hour. And they might hire them to go like put lockboxes on different properties so that they could have another agent go do a tour on their behalf. So there's all sorts of tasks that people can handle, packing up things, shipping things. There's all kinds of things that you can get help for. So TaskRabbit is a great way to test that out. Just a reminder, if you have questions at any time, feel free to type them into the chat box. The fourth option is virtual staff. I really thought that I was not going to be a fan of having a team that worked 100% virtually, but it's actually been pretty cool. I wouldn't mind having like one or two team members in the near future that are in person and working in the office with me. But right now, our entire team at Daily Success Routine works virtually. And I recommend a tool called Outsourcely, which is a website where you can go and find people to work with you on a virtual basis. And you can look for people that are in the US, you can look for people in Hawaii, you can look for people in Canada, you can look for people in Europe, you can look for people wherever on this earth that you would imagine, you can actually find people. So I really like that tool. I've used it a couple of times to hire people from there. So it's a really good tool. And it's a subscription service to get access to the candidates, and it's just like $15 for the month. And so you can post jobs, chat with people, set up interviews, and then at the point that you found the right person, you can get off. So just imagine for $15 for a month, you could hire two or three people and then cancel the service and you're completely done with it. And now you have the right team members to work with moving forward. So imagine what you would pay to hire a recruiter, right? So for 15 bucks, then you're being able to kind of use a recruiting resource. Okay, so the final two is basically your own connections. So if you have an email list, a Facebook group, a social media handle of any kind, then you can post a notice to your own community, to your own email list that you're looking to hire someone, whether that is a co-op, or an intern, or someone that you can mentor, whatever that is, let your community know, because that's one of the best sources, right? Because they already know you, they already like you, they already have an understanding for your business and what you're doing. So it's a really good way to be able to find and connect with the right people that are going to be passionate about your mission. Okay, finally is your own network. And you might use a resource like LinkedIn to be able to contact some of your college friends or other people that you know through professional relationships and make them aware that you are hiring or that you're looking for someone to work with you in some capacity. I just had one of my clients at Daily Success Routine. It was funny because she was so resistant to this idea of finding somebody. And I'm like, you need help. You need help. You need help. Like I kept saying it to her over and over. And I think she just didn't want to go through the process. And she's like, I know I need help, but I don't know what they would do. And I don't know what to hand off to them. And I said, look, all right, I gave her these strategies. Here's the option. And she put it out to her network. And don't you know, like within a day or two, somebody replied and said, I have the perfect person for you. And so now she has somebody who's running a whole retreat for her. So she's like planning this amazing retreat in Cuba for February of 2020. And now she has a team member who is completely like running all the logistics, helping with the marketing and everything needs to be done to be able to make that retreat successfully happen. So the power of this is real, I'm telling you. Okay, Lisa says her Chamber of Commerce lets her post opportunities on the website. That's awesome. If you're involved in a Chamber of Commerce or a professional association or organization that will let you post jobs, a lot of them will, then definitely utilize that resource. Utilize all resources that you have.
Well, that wraps up today's episode all about building a team so that you can stop doing everything yourself. It's action taking time. And I want you to ask yourself three questions, which I think are going to help you to really evaluate where you are right now in your business in terms of building a team. All right. So question number one is, where are you being the bottleneck in your business? So think about the day-to-day actions. Is there a place where you are holding up the process? The best way I like to describe this is if you think about a production line, you know, so imagine in your mind a factory and there's a production line and things are rolling down the production line, different parts and pieces, and everyone's responsible for doing something in the production line. Is it happening that the entire production is getting backed up when the items get to you? That's a clear indication that you are being the bottleneck in your business. So figure out, where are you the bottleneck? Okay, question number two is, where can you utilize either human capital or technology? So remember when we spoke about that cycle of service, you know, if a person places an order, you can utilize technology to send them an email confirmation of that order. So I want you to think about, because human capital isn't always the answer, I want you to think about, where do you need human capital versus where do you need technology to be able to get some things off your plate? And then question number three is, I want you to think about, maybe this isn't a question, but more of a decision. I want you to think about and decide, what is your goal date for getting support? So it doesn't matter if it's part-time, full-time, contractor, however you see fit, but I want you to set a goal date. I hope this episode today has made it clear that to really to get to the level that you want to get to in your business, you cannot do it all yourself. You need support, all right? So let's set a goal date for when you are going to get that support. So that's today's episode. Answer those questions for yourself. And I'd love to hear your answers to those questions in the show notes. So go over to shows.dailysuccessroutine.com and let me know what you decided, what you figured out in terms of your three questions on your building a team for your business. Now, today's episode was sponsored by my free masterclass. And if you love today's episode, then you're definitely going to want to check that out, where I give you tons more strategies and tips to be able to build out systems in your business, get more productive, and grow the clients that you can attract. So to check out my free masterclass, go to dailysuccess.co/grow. That's dailysuccess.co/grow. I'll see you there. Hey, we don't have to wait until the next episode to hang out. So the next time you're on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, type Jamila Payne or Daily Success Routine into the search bar, and you'll find more great tips, inspiration, and ideas to help you get organized, productive, and live your dream life.
Daily success, plan a week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success.